Numerous homeowners gussy up their yards annually with shrubs, flowers and other colorful flora, but there are only a few properties that City Hall deems worthy of a prize. The City of Moose Jaw handed out 3 awards during the August 28 regular City Council meeting as part of the 2023 Beautification Awards program. Sarah Regent, city horticulturalist, spoke briefly about each winner, while Mayor Clive Tolley presented a plaque to each recipient. There were 9 entries in total. Since 1981, City Hall has handed out beautification awards, which recognize outstanding properties in the community and promote civic spirit among residents, Regent said. We had lots of great properties this year, which is always really great to see. We, also, continue to receive great support from our sponsors, from Windmill Greenhouses, Cornell Design and Landscaping and Emerald Custom Creations, she continued. Without them, these awards really couldn't happen because they provide both the prizes and they help with judging to make sure we have a large enough panel of judges to be really fair to all these entrants. Winners. The award for Best Residential Property on South Hill went to Elaine Kivel at 1684 Spadina Drive. Cornell Design and Landscaping sponsored this award. The award for Best Residential Property in Northwest Moose Jaw goes to Carolyn Tribier at 1250 Caribou Street West. Emerald Custom Creation sponsored this award. The award for Best Residential Property in the East End of Moose Jaw went to Bev Moore at 6 Copper Ridge Cove. Windmill Greenhouses sponsored this award. Previous winners can be found on the City of Moose Jaw's website. After handing out the awards, Tolley thanked the recipients and everyone who participated, pointing out that everyone showed fantastic properties. The next regular council meeting is Monday, September 11. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.